Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, normally at this time on a Tuesday, we'd bring you the week's fabulous find, but we're actually setting aside that feature just for today, with apologies. We really wanted to accommodate an interview around something that is happening within the 16 Days campaign against gender violence. You might have heard ads flighting on the station for something called Web Rangers, which is a series of stories created to highlight the abuse many young people in particular face in the online space. It's a subject that's close to our hearts. You may recall, only a couple of weeks ago, we hosted a live studio audience with lawyer Emma Sadlier, where she spoke about the huge amount of abuse that is happening in the online space and the need to educate our kids better about navigating this world. And if you missed that conversation, once again, I'm going to suggest you please, if you are a parent, go and look for the podcast on our website, or better still, go and buy Emma's book, which is called Selfies, Sexts and Smartphones. It is packed full of really practical information on safe navigating of the online space, and with some pretty scary examples of how it can all go wrong very fast as well. The other thing you can do is tap into the Web Rangers series, and on the line to tell us more is the project coordinator, Phakamile Khumalo. Lovely to have you with us, Phakamile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
It's a great pleasure. Tell us, first of all, what inspired this campaign?
So what really inspired the campaign for 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children is the idea that, as we all know, violence and abuse is really talked about in terms of the online space. And when you talk about violence and abuse, it's really when you talk about face-to-face kind of abuse. And what we really wanted to highlight with this campaign is that it draws on our young people to be able to be at the forefront of initiatives and bringing together children so that they are also part of the conversation around how do I protect myself as a young person when I go into the online space. Mm-hmm. And an extremely important talk about the dangers that young people face. But importantly, not just the talking, but the action. What do we do? How do we play an active role as citizens, as society, as parents, as teachers, in empowering our young people with tools that enable them to navigate the world of the internet? So initiatives such as the Web Rangers and the Lead Essay, 16 Days of Activism, is a collaborative effort to do that.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that Lead Essay is involved. Thank you for reminding me to say that. Of course, we are a partner with the campaign as well as the NPO Media Monitoring Africa. Tell us a little bit more. I mean, I've said that you use stories to navigate the space and help teach those lessons to children. Can you give us some examples of how it actually works?
Okay, so Web Rangers and Lead Essay has already launched a series of Instagram stories that are created by Web Rangers that highlight the abuse and the violence that young people face online. So what has happened since the 25th of November is that each day Web Rangers will have created a story that we will upload on Instagram and then tag the various partners that are part of the program and the initiative. And stories such as the focus really on cyberbullying, sexting, online grooming, things like that. So they tell you what the cyber ill is, and also give you tips on how to avoid it, how to report it, and how to take action as a young person when you're faced with these cyber ills online.
So how to avoid it, how to report it, and what to do when it enters your world. You're doing it in a format, obviously, that speaks to young people in a language that they use, and on a platform that they use, which I think is so important, because for many parents, I mean, I certainly know I haven't the faintest idea how to navigate my way on Instagram, for example. It's quite hard for me to be able to teach my daughter to be safe on a platform that I myself don't use.
So for teachers and parents to be able to follow the campaign and learn from it, or take away lessons that they can then share with their kids or their students, they can get more information on the program and around the tips and resources on how to stay safe online. They can go to the Web Rangers website, which is webrangers.co.za. You can also find some information on Lead Essay, the Lead Essay website, which is leadessay.co.za. But I also encourage them to use the tool that one of the tools that Web Rangers use. It's called the Hash Play board game, or the online game, rather. It's really a fun, interactive tool that you can use to be able to start conversations around online safety, to start conversations around how do I stay, as a young person, how do I stay safe online? So they can go to hashplay.co.za, to play that game. I really encourage young people and also their parents and teachers to go onto the website, to have a look and browse and really start playing the game with their young people so they can be able to open up those channels of communication about what are young people doing on their online space, and are they protecting themselves, and are they using the internet space responsibly and wisely.
Thakamila, I've logged on to hashplay.co.za while you were chatting to us, and I'm taking a look at the landing page there and the Agony Aunt column that's scrolling across the front. And again, it's a sense of a little bit scared to read the kind of stuff that I'm reading here, but also really encouraged that young people are feeling empowered to share this with you. So they are sharing stories of their phone being hacked or of being threatened with blackmail over content on a phone, that kind of thing. Who is responding to those Agony Aunt messages?
So we at MMA have an Agony Aunt personnel who responds directly to those messages. And everything on the hashplay Agony Aunt is anonymous, completely anonymous. So a young person, even an adult who's worried about their daughter or their son, can go onto the website, go and click on Agony Aunt, and also just ask any question. Even if you feel that it's a stupid question, just ask the question and you'll get the response in a safe and responsible way. And then you can be able to take that information forward. So I'd really, really encourage, thank you for actually even pointing that out. I'd really encourage parents and teachers and young people to go onto the Hashplay site and go onto Agony Aunt and explore the kind of issues that they have on the online space. And they'll be able to get a quick response from our side that will be able to give them the correct information and also direct them to the channels that they need to be able to get on to get help or more information.
And I just want to cite an example, and obviously we'll keep this anonymous, but for those listening who might be wondering, well, what kind of dangers are we talking about and what kind of abuse? Let me just share an excerpt of one of those messages saying, there are two grade 12 boys at my school who've started bullying my friend and I on Facebook. It started very innocently. They wanted to be our friends and we accepted them, but now they keep asking us for nudes. And when we refuse, they bully us. They threaten to Photoshop our pics and turn them into nudes. And we don't know what to do. But here's the telling comment. There are no rules at our school that can deal with them. How do we report them? And that is part of this conversation that schools need to be involved in, Pakamile, that if they haven't already done so, they need to be engaging in an update of the school boundaries that they set to include the online space.
Definitely. And that's one of the reasons why it was so important for MMA and together with their partners to be able to come up with not just the initiative of 16 days, but actually the whole program around web ranges. So what we do is that outside of school and outside of the home, we then take young people and empower young people with critical skills and knowledge around online safety. So we don't rely, we know that the school is, the sort of main issues that the school faces around curriculum, finishing the curriculum in time, and the teachers are swamped with work. And so we're taking it on the initiative to say, what can we do with our young people to be able to create an environment where it's safe and they're using the internet in a responsible and safe way. And that's why the Web Rangers program is such a critical program to have in this country. And we wish in 2018 to take it forward and really impact on young people and more young people. Thus far, in terms of 2017, we've impacted more than 300 of the young people have gone through the program. And we see the difference when we talk to these young people. We see the difference in the stories that they tell, in the journey that they've been through. And it's really transformative, a transformative experience where they come into the program with stories such as the one that you've just told now, and come out of the program being empowered to be able to act to stop cyberbullying, to stop online abuse, and also then also take it back to their communities and back to their schools and teach other young people about how to stay safe online. So they come into the program, learn and gain critical skills, and then they become program ambassadors and go into their communities and champion their rights into the digital world. And that's what we really want to see with our young people going forward.
Pakamile Khumalo on the line there from Soweto. Thanks so much for chatting to us today. Pakamile is the project coordinator for Web Rangers SA. So really, we invite you to visit either MediaMonitoringAfrica.org, MMA, one of the partners along with Lead SA. It's MediaMonitoringAfrica.org. Or if you want to go straight to that Hashplay site, hashplay.co.za is where you'll find the Agony Aunt facility. There are also all kinds of great sources of information there on social media and the law, advice on staying safe online. There are links through to the Web Rangers program as well from that site. So please do visit hashplay.co.za or go directly to Web Rangers if you're looking for more on that campaign. Phakamile Khumalo, thanks for chatting to us today.